Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic, no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Oh, hold on.
Testing. Testing.
You know, these. Here's the thing about the podcast. You know, Bonnie looks good during the podcast and
whatever,
but she comes down. Is there a reason you're touching the camera in the middle?
Yeah, I'm trying to fix it. Okay, go
you
ahead.
You left the door open and left a cat in here.
Oh,
you came down
my
with
God.
Food. You came down with food. This is, you know, I get up early to get this ready, and you know, I get no sleep. I got no sleep last night.
I'm so sorry. Life is so hard for you.
And then, you know, we got to do the podcast. I got to drive to Connecticut to Mohegan Sun, and she'll do everything she possibly can to aggravate me, but then comes down and gives me orders to move a coat out of the shot. Like you don't say anything about the picture being cut off in the shot. Okay, you see that behind us? That doesn't bother you?
No.
But a coat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't like looking like we're doing it in our closet.
Yeah, we look like we're doing it in half our art gallery. Look at.
Well, I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna fix it.
How are you gonna fix it?
I'm gonna move the podcast room.
All right. She eats food. She holds her coffee cup like she's, like I said, like.
Why? Listen, why, there's no possible way you could hate any one person as much as you hate me.
I don't hate you. I love you, but you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Is it interesting? She'll start a fight last night or whatever, or an accusation. Then I'll tell her how she's wrong, and she'll keep spinning it.
I do feel sorry for you because I'm smarter than you, and I can like win arguments. But
you can't win arguments because you don't know how to lose. You just when you lose, you go, oh, let me divert. That's what you do. You divert.
You do.
No.
Okay. Wait. What argument? Let's slow down. Let's stop talking in generalizations. What is the thing that you're talking about right now?
Oh wait, we're driving to the show. And I never said this thing, and she goes, "You said this. What was it?"
I said it's up there.
No, I go, "Where's the club?"
Said on 75th, and I thought you said no. So no. This is how the conversation went. If I may.
No, I started it, so can I? Then you can rebuttal because I'm the one who brought it up. What's that?
I'm doing so. You'll look. Oh, there you are. Hello.
I don't want to hold it there so I look at you. You know, can you imagine just doing a podcast like this? That's stupid. You look, when you're, wait, oh, here, let me explain this. When you're watching.
Oh my God, this is like.
When you're watching the news or the broadcasters.
They're not looking into a, they're looking into the camera at least. Okay,
yeah, no,
so
look. They're looking straight ahead or into the camera.
Yes.
They're not looking at each other going, oh.
They do occasionally, but listen, if you want to look in the camera, fine, go ahead.
Anyhow. So we're driving, and I said, well, what street is the club on? And she said, 75th, and I go, I didn't say anything after that.
Okay, I thought you said no, and then I said.
And you accused me of saying
I didn't say accuse you. I said no. I go, why would you say no?
And then, No, you said no, or whatever. You were very negative. I go, I never said no.
And then, okay, so then I go, oh, okay. Then you just start in a,
no,
see,
no.
This is why you're crazy. This is why you're nuts, accusing me of saying things I didn't say. I was like, oh my God, I thought you said no.
No, you accused me of saying no. You didn't go, I thought you said no. You said,
I said, once. Why did you say no?
Yeah, so that's accusing me when I never said
no, that's
said
a question.
It.
Accusing no. You is like, how dare you say no?
No, no, see how she spins everything? Look
oh.
At her.
Oh my God. No.
But you're.
It's fine. It's fine.
I told her she should open a spin class.
Okay. It's fine.
It doesn't matter because.
I see it differently. I see it as me just innocently like.
Can I have that toilet paper, please?
Why? I've never seen you blow your nose one time except on the podcast. It's the only time. It's like you're allergic to this.
Oh, really? So you've never seen me anywhere.
I've never seen you ever in the whole world. In the existence of your being.
All right. Anyhow, so look, see no pillows there? Do we have.
What? No, no. We don't need to talk about fucking pillows.
Wait, what are you
talking about? No. I got a list. I've got a laundry fucking list of shit to go through that doesn't involve the patio pillows that you picked up for $20. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, oing, oing. Like, who would be like, listen, what I'd like to talk about on the podcast today, or I picked up some patio pillow. Like, it makes no fucking. We have 25 minutes to do this podcast. First, I gotta go over the how crazy you are. Second, I gotta go over the patio pillows. Third,
listen to her. Look at how does anybody do this? How does anybody do this?
Last night.
Oh, let's hear this.
We went.
We killed last night. Three shows, three out of three. Go ahead. Go on, just go on. I never see you anywhere else pick your teeth but until we're on the podcast. That's not true. She's always picking her teeth everywhere.
Because I put
in
that,
the middle of oral sex, she'll stop and pick her teeth. Psych.
Oh, my God. In the middle of oral sex, he has to, like, look at himself in a monitor.
What? That's not...
Why do you hate me so much?
I don't hate you. What did you
come? Like, who would care if somebody held their coffee like this?
It's like you just came in from fucking a snow blizzard sitting by the fire.
That's that's just how we drank our coffee in Canada.
I
put that bagel spice everything seasoning on my toast and then now it's all
when she thought the pillows was riveting.
No, I was explaining. Okay. Listen. Last night we went had a set at West Side Comedy Club.
Yeah, and I did a guest spot.
On 75th. You've already heard one of the arguments on the way. We're not going to go through every argument we had last night.
Because I won all of them, that's why.
It's not about winning or losing, you dum-dum.
That's what an argument is.
Okay. So
a discussion,
we get
you
there,
know, win or lose, an argument.
We
know.
Get there. First of all, he's talking to the owner.
Not the owner. She's the manager.
The manager. And then she walks 2 feet away, not very far away. And he goes, is that the one that looks so young in her pictures?
No, first of all, oh my God, exaggeration, Elizabeth. She was across the bar at the other side of the bar.
Listen, she could.
No.
And the bartender was like right there.
No.
Which he'll retell her.
No. First of all, he didn't speak English. Second of all, she was so far away. But go ahead. You're wrong on this one. 0-1. Let's go. Move.
Okay.
Let's go to the
This phones. Is like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial right now. Then we ordered food.
Yeah.
Also, I had to be at a set at 9 and Right after my set, Rich is like, I'm just going to go on for 7 minutes.
Yeah, and I did. I only did 7. I didn't know that you had to be on at 9.
Oh, I only told you 200 times.
No, you didn't. You said, and you kept going, that doesn't matter.
Well,
see, there you go. She goes, but it doesn't matter.
I never said that about the 9 o'clock. I said that about the 8 o'clock that we didn't have to get there right on time.
I didn't know that. You didn't make that specific. You just said, I don't have to be
okay,
there.
Okay, so anyway, he orders fish tacos.
Yes.
They come. He goes, these are deep fried. He's like getting all upset.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Okay, he's like losing his mind over the fact that they're deep fried.
She sits there, and not only is she lying, she sits there like she thinks she's telling the truth. They came. I went, shit, they're deep fried. I thought they were, whatever, baked or broiled, whatever. I said it one time, they're deep fried. I didn't go, oh my God. I just said it one time, shit, they're deep fried. But she thinks I said it 12 times.
Okay.
It's in her schizophrenic civil mind.
Okay. So then he eats
one
of them.
And I was getting indigestion.
And then he starts going, which I felt bad for you in this situation. He starts going,
no.
Like he can't. I was like, are you okay? Getting... I was like, I thought I'd take. I was like, are you having a heart attack? Are you okay?
Just going, I was getting indigestion.
Okay, you do the impression of how you were doing it then, because I guess I was overdoing it.
I was going.
Okay, yeah. Not too different from how I was doing it.
Oh, but. no, you do it again. How you? I do.
And you're going. Okay, no. So it's not that big of a difference. So then, he's like, "There's too much food," or whatever. I go, "Just leave it. We'll just leave it." Okay. And
3 tacos, and I first
the one of them made you like almost hyperventilate. So no, when I get back from my set, now he's on stage because he's gonna do a set. He's gonna show me how it's done.
And did I?
Was I mean, you did fine. It wasn't like you killed beyond me. I was the first one up. It wasn't like,
well, listen,
the MC got 0 laughs.
What's that? Yeah. And when you do things better than me, I go, you're good at this. I just went on and had no, well, go ahead.
Do you think you killed? I just want to know, like, maybe you're using a different metric than I am.
No, first.
Do you think you killed, like, on a scale 1 to 10, how do you think you did?
An 8 in that small room.
Oh, and how do you think I did?
7.5. It's freezing outside. Ooh.
Okay, so then we
If you walked into a diner and you saw everybody drinking their coffee like this,
so then I say, I get money out to tip, and he goes, "What? Who are you going to tip? What are you going to tip?" It's like, you just tip. You just leave it on the table. It's like they can figure out who gets the money. No, he has to always make sure.
That I gave it to either the bartender, the waitress, the waiter, or I left it with the manager. I said, I don't know who gets this, the server.
Yeah. So I don't worry about the inner workings of the restaurant. I just leave it on the table and I go.
I want to, yeah, well, you don't worry about it. I do. I care about
it. I feel like that's a system that we've had in place for fucking thousands of years, is we just leave the tip on the table. That's how it works.
People that don't see money and just pick it up and take it.
So what? That's not my issue.
Yeah, so good. Then the person you're leaving it for doesn't get it.
Then if that's an issue, they would have signs that said, please don't leave tips on tables. But they don't. Because that never happens.
No, it does happen.
No, then waiters would be like, please don't. There'd be a thing. Please don't leave tips on tables.
I just want the right person to get what they deserve.
But I bet you 99% of the time, they get it. Because I worked as
people like me. Oh, go ahead. You were saying you worked as a waitress until you got caught stealing and was fired?
That's not true. Why? That is not true.
It's not?
No.
No?
No.
No. You guys didn't do something with the orders or...
I mean, I stole a little bit from every restaurant I ever worked at. Yeah. You figure out the system, but I don't know. I didn't get fired because of that. I always got fired because of my attitude.
Oh. Oh, so you got away with the stealing, but fired because of your attitude. Mm-hmm. You're proud of it?
Yeah. But you would just, you instinctively know to get over to that table and get that fucking cash as soon as you see him leave. So
okay, well, I never was a waiter. I just want to make sure the hard work
is okay, so then we take our to-go, or he takes his to-go food, right?
2 tacos, yeah.
2 tacos, so I'm like, whatever. I forget about it. We go into the stand. We do our thing at the stand.
Uh-huh.
Rich gets jealous of someone I'm talking to.
I don't
he didn't want me to bring this up because he said it would make him look bad.
I didn't get jealous. I just said, I did not get jealous at all. I was first just saying, because I always say this person, but I didn't get jealous. But go ahead.
But just to be clear, Rich is not jealous of me.
Oh, my God.
It's not like he's like, oh, somebody wants my wife. He's like jealous that I'm getting attention that he's not getting. That's the jealousy.
I wasn't even sitting with you guys.
I know, but the fact that anyone likes me, you're like, oh, should be me.
Oh, now it goes to anybody likes you from, you know what, see?
I believe it to be true.
You went,
I believe it in deep in my heart.
You went, I'm jealous of people talking to you, and I wasn't even at the table. Or, now it's, oh no, that people like you. Which one is it?
No, that I'm getting attention. That's what makes you jealous.
I was nowhere near you. I was not even, I was downstairs doing a show.
Okay.
Upstairs doing a show, killed 3 out of 3 last night.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food. All delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon oat bowl are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
So then one of the bookers, Rich, goes, oh, can we give him a ride home? He lives in New Jersey. I go, all right.
Of course, I'm looking out for somebody
right.
who had to take the train. I go, so, let's give him a ride home.
It goes, okay, we're leaving to the guy. We all get in the car. The guy was funny. He goes, shotgun, which I almost let him do, sit in the front. Would you have been mad? I should have just sat in the back.
No, I would have, because he doesn't yell for
Rich something. Gets in the car, does not turn the car on.
Oh, God forbid.
There's no music. We're just sitting in a car. We don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, Rich starts eating one of his tacos. Like,
I'm trying to hurry up.
Now, am I exaggerating when I say you're like?
Yes, because you are rushing me.
You're like halfway through. He starts going ooh again with the same thing. Ooh. I can't even believe that it's happening. And he's got this. He's choking or his
indigestion
or whatever. The same thing that happened before. Okay, and he's got like half of it still in his hand.
No, two bites or a bite.
And he's like, as soon as he can just even breathe a little bit, shoves the other part into his mouth, and then.
Yeah, because you're rushing me to drive away.
I said, turn the car on, put music on, so we don't have to just sit there like we're homeless. Like we watch you fucking eat a taco.
Oh, yeah, a lot of homeless people sit in like eating tacos.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah, no, you're right. You're right to do it. That I think.
Oh.
If you were getting a ride from someone and they did that, you would be fine with it.
Why not? I'm getting a free ride. What the fuck?
First of all
right.
The fact that it caused heartburn and indigestion the first time he ate it, and then he still has one more taco, I say, throw it out. I'm going to go take it and throw it in the garbage. No. I'm saving it.
Yeah.
I go, why?
It hurts because I was
eating too fast. It literally hurts you. Twice it hurt you that bad?
Yeah, I was eating fast to go at the show, to go on. No,
that, ladies and gentlemen, is called zero learning curve. Zero.
Oh, okay, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. That is called, no, it's not. I hate to tell you, when I was in the car,
my lawyer.
Oh, okay. Look at her. You think you're like you're directing. You know, you think you're running an art gallery or something.
It's just because these glasses are dumb. What painting? This painting here is $14 million. Is that your stomach? Did you eat one of those tacos just now?
No, I haven't eaten. I don't come down and eat during the podcast like you do. Okay, like you're fucking chewing on rocks. I don't know. And you know,
and what? Then the audacity to say that I, and then of course, people don't know this. Maybe they do. If you've ever eaten with Rich, then you know. For an hour and a half after he eats, he has to go.
No. I like to make bird calls. I like to pretend.
So then after the taco, we're driving.
Oh, really? First of all, we're driving or I'm driving.
Let's give him this one because these are the only little parts that he's going to win. Yeah, it was you. I was wrong. You were driving.
And then Crazy Bonnie. Not crazy. I can't call her crazy.
You call me crazy literally every 2 seconds.
No, but I don't, because you are.
Yesterday, you want to see crazy. Yesterday, I was walking Allie and we were in the woods. And then
and no one came out to go ahead.
I thought somebody was right here. I swear to God, I was like on my phone and in my peripheral, I saw someone standing there and I go like that and no one was there.
That's crazy.
I was like, am I losing my mind?
Yes. This is crazy. And I don't want you to get mad, but you and another comic have the same movements and the same, like, am I, when you, the same, like,
Who is it?
The same, what do you call it?
Maybe they're stealing from me.
What do you call it?
Are they good comedian? Is it you?
No. What do you call it? Hold on, the same persona almost. But her voice is a little more higher and more.
Are you talking about SS?
Yeah. I see the same. I'm just saying, SS, yeah, the Nazis. I'm talking about all the Nazis. It's weird. Sometimes I see you guys in each other. Is that weird? Is that are you mad at me for saying that? Or?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What, am I getting a lecture after the podcast?
No.
Oh, okay, you guys heard that.
Oh, unless SS does it. Does she give lectures? Oh, no, she's probably perfect. You fucking love her.
I love her.
I want all the...
What?
You want mannerisms, but none of the yelling. Oh, good. First of all, she's probably a fucking cunt, okay, to live with, to be a girlfriend. So maybe just be appreciative of what you've got.
This is what I'm saying. I didn't say anything negative about you. Did I say anything negative?
Yeah, you're like, oh, you've stolen the persona from a more famous comedian.
I didn't say you. Which? There you go.
What are you implying? What are you implying?
I'm implying that I guess that.
Okay. No.
What?
I'm just trying to think of.
What?
What's his name? I gotta try. I can't remember his fucking name.
Bob DiBono.
No, the guy that you're exactly like. I can't remember his name.
Tick tick. Fuck. That I'm like somebody.
I mean, you just have the same mannerisms and persona.
Who do you think it is?
Oh, it's no one.
You can't think of anybody because I'm unique.
Well, you are unique. I'll give you that. Some people would characterize it differently, but
it's what.
In fucking sane.
In fucking sane. Why are you so pretty during the podcast?
You look at me. Look at the real me. Am I? I'll turn that light off right there and you'll see the fucking reality of it.
That's my shirt.
No, it's not.
I gave it to you.
So then when you give somebody something, what is it?
A gift.
No, it's theirs. Not yours.
How excited were we when we got those pillows for the? I did. All
I wasn't
this work.
As excited as you. I mean,
well, I did. Okay, our patio, the pillows on our patio chairs, we left them out during the winter like dummies, and they got all stained and moldy. So I took the cushions out, washed the fabric, you know. Got them as clean, and then I sprayed all the cushions with mold, this and that. I worked on them forever so we could, you know. And then we went to Walmart and we saw them for $20 a chair, and they're perfect. And now I got all these pillows here. I wish I could show them to you guys,
Oh, do you? They're like, oh, damn. I'd really like to see that stack of cushions. God damn it.
What do you think?
Huh? The limitations of this podcast. I'm so sorry.
Well, you know, if we had a camera crew or whatever.
Well, just take that camera and turn it around.
No.
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 I don't want. I can't. I don't know how.
God, it's just like her. You guys. I'm only kidding. And I didn't say you. So I got to go to Mohegan Sun, Connecticut.
What do you mean you didn't say me?
I said you two have this. It's a similar. I'm not saying.
Similar? What's that?
Similar? What's, you don't know what, what's the word if it's not similar?
What is similar?
Where two things are like the same. They're similar. Are you fucking, you want me to look it up for you?
Similar?
Yeah. What? I said similar.
Because similar is not a word. Similar is.
Really? It depends your accent and where you're from. People have different accents.
Oh, right. No. What country are you from?
Oh, now it's a country.
No, I'm just curious because in this country, from fucking coast to coast, it's similar.
What are you, Art Bell?
Yes.
You don't even know that joke.
Oh, my God.
Well, you don't even know it.
You are wrong 100% of the time. Just tell yourself that. Like, oh, when I try to get Bonnie, it's like, I'm not, listen, I make no bones about it. I'm as dumb as they come.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. But still, just head and shoulders above you. Like, still just way, way smarter than you.
You think you're smarter than me?
You just said similar. You say 99% of the things wrong, and yet you're going to, like, pretend that you're smarter than me? Like, what? How does that work?
Oh, really? I got more street smarts than you'll ever have, and more common sense. Every time I take the laundry out, which I did last night,
well,
fucking dollars.
Let's just give it a minute. Let's just give it a minute. Maybe they can put some music in here. Rich took the laundry out. What a great husband I got.
Oh, yeah.
Rich took the laundry out. Everybody scream and shout. Beat that, SS.
Wait, here. So what I'm saying.
You took the laundry out? What? God, it would be so humiliating if she ever heard this podcast. Like,
why? I like her. She's always been nice to me.
She's always been nice to me.
Yeah, and I'm always nice to her.
I love Rich. I love her.
Why are you doing I like her. She helped get me on a TV show. She was in my movie. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a fan of most people. I'm pro.
Oh, really?
I'm pro comic.
Oh, okay.
Pro comic.
Oh, okay.
What was I going to say?
Should I just start listing a few comics and watch your facial reactions?
Now I forgot what I was going to say. Well, it doesn't matter. What the fuck?
Was it about... Oh, here we go.
What was it about? What?
You took the laundry out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I don't know what was going to make me say this. Oh, how I'm smarter than you and shit.
Yeah. It has something to do with laundry.
Every time I take the laundry out, there's loose $10 bills, $20. She leaves the money in her pocket all the time. Because she's absent-minded. She's not aware of things.
No, I just put money in my pocket.
She just put...
Pulling out money out of my pocket. Sometimes I put on a pair of jeans and I'll have like $120 in there. I'll be like, boom.
She had
cool, and then I feel good.
She had earphones for her phone and she left them on the subway, right?
Wait, when you're talking about something that happened 20 years ago? Okay, 17 years ago? This happened 17 years ago. 17 years ago. It wasn't headphones. It was a Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth.
That's how fucking old it was. The thing that you put on your ear so you could talk to people. Yeah, what do you want to say about that? Now, you have to go back 17 years to prove your point. Okay, go ahead.
You let me finish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From then on, from there, that's where it began.
I left it on the train, by the way.
Yeah.
And then I got off the train, and I went and bought another one immediately. Okay. And he never knew. Then I finally told him.
Now, I knew. I saw it, the difference or whatever, but it's not a big deal.
But why are you bringing... It's so crazy that you would bring that up. Okay, I took out laundry. There was a $10 bill in there. And then 17 years ago, she this is how dopey she is. She left her Bluetooth on the train. Two instances in 20 years, yeah. People.
See how she exaggerates?
It is, though.
See how she
exaggerates? You're giving me two examples in 20 fucking years.
Doesn't matter. This podcast is a short one because I have to go do a Zoom meeting.
I thought you were like...
What?
I had to go put on another tank top. Oh, I got it. I'm doing the podcast. Which hat and which tank top today?
I just threw this on because I was in a rush.
Oh yeah, no. Every episode you, I better put on a tank top. I'm in a rush again.
I haven't worn a tank top in like 10 podcasts. All right, so I got to drive all the way to Mohegan Sun this weekend. I'll be at Mohegan Sun Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next weekend I'm in. New Orleans, then Lafayette, Louisiana. Go to my website for all the dates. And then I am in Winnipeg. Three in a row on the road. It's been a very trying month. And I got a tick that's loose in my room.
Oh, okay. Well, we should talk about that too. I'm at Lareda Winery. These gigs I do are amazing. This is in Archertown, New Egypt. Oh, Archertown Road, New Egypt, New Jersey. Where's that?
Behind a farm.
I think it's outside.
It's in Pennsylvania.
I think this is outside because he wrote, like, I didn't know it was outside. But then he goes, it will be 63 degrees at showtime, so bring a light coat.
When are you doing
that? Or blanket and a comfy lawn chair. Why do I take these gigs?
Is that for Soul Joe or Cricket?
No, that's Cricket Comedy.
Cricket Comedy? Oh.
Oh, boy.
Anyhow,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, work is work. You have fun.
As long as it's not too far.
I
like it just going a little distance.
MapQuest, baby. All right, I got to run.
It's in New Jersey. He's afraid of ticks. You can be a little late for your...
No. Yeah, I don't like ticks. Talk about it next week. Write it down. Write ticks. Write a note. Ticks. Let me see.
Did I write it right?
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Ticks and pricks. Next week.
Scratch my back, please. The other side is probably full of ticks.
Oh, what's that? A tick?
Is it? Psych. All right. Go see Bonnie live. She's getting funny. She's killing it. Killing it. Oh, look at that, man. I'm fucking shit. Raina's so funny. Like, and she... I'll go feel my muscle, and she'll squeeze you. Okay, go ahead, flex. All right, flex. Even when you're flexing, she's so funny. Go ahead, flex. I'll see you guys. This is a quick one. We're out. Thank you.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life.
Your love.
The sweat and the sweat.
Stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
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 Calling icons.
And iconoclasts.
Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life.
Your love.
The sweat and the sweat.
Stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
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 Calling icons.
And iconoclasts.
Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life.
Your love.
The sweat and the sweat.
Stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
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 Calling icons.
And iconoclasts.
Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it.
Your fit, your jeans. The authentic you. Lee.com.